Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I've never heard of Tim Hortons. Have you?
You know, I feel like something has happened at a Tim Hortons before. It's a restaurant chain, isn't it?
They say it's a coffee place.
Oh, okay.
The coffee chain Tim Hortons.
Do we have that here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It sounds like it's in Canada.
Oh, sorry about it. About it.
And maybe it's somewhere, you know, Midwest or East Coast. Maybe. I don't know. I've never heard of it. Tim Hortons, though, finds himself in big trouble.
Uh-oh. What'd they do?
Let's see here. A guy in Canada named Darren Stewart Jones got an email from Tim Hortons on Wednesday telling him he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A grand prize in a contest they've been running called Roll Up to Win. As you imagine, Darren Stewart Jones was pretty excited about it. I got a fishing boat, $40,000.
Jeez, that's a great prize.
Until an hour later, one of his friends called and said, I want a boat. And his friend is so excited. And then, hold on. Darren Stewart Jones went, I did too. We both won boats? What?
What are the chances of that?
Turns out.
Yeah.
You get a boat. You get a boat. You get a boat.
Everybody
gets
a
boat.
Come on, Adele.
There was a huge mistake made. Tim Hortons apparently told everyone they won the boat.
Uh-oh.
So thousands, the famous story about Oprah is it was just the studio audience. So you have a crowd of what, 300?
Sure.
150?
Right.
Somewhere in there.
Parking lot full of cars outside. Everybody gets a car.
In this mistake, wasn't that famously a mistake? Like she wasn't supposed to give them to everyone, but then just went with it?
No. She gave them to everyone, but the mistake was that she didn't tell everybody they had to pay taxes on them.
Okay, that's what it was.
Because it wasn't even just sales tax, right? It was because it was a prize. They owed half the value of the car. Why I can't accept this.
They sent an email telling all these people that they'd won a boat. Then they sent a follow-up email telling people, please disregard the boat thing.
Oh, sorry. We sent the wrong email, eh?
They say here that the Canadians aren't having it. We finally found the button.
Everybody wants a boat.
For angry Canadian.
I've always wanted to have a boot. What about a boot?
There's going to be a class action lawsuit against Tim Hortons.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you owe us all a boat.
Yeah, do they though? Or is it just a snafu? I mean,
nearly 2,000 people have joined the Tim Hortons You Won a Boat group on Facebook. And they're all demanding a boat. Every one of them.
Goodbye forever, Tim Hortons.
I think you're right.
Coffee, eh? But I wanted my boat, so we put them out of
business. I was thrilled. I could not believe what I was reading. I expressed to her that I was, you know, shocked and saddened.
It's frustrating that they can tell you won something and then just say all of a sudden you didn't win it. Like, that's the frustrating part, and it just doesn't make sense how they can do that.
They do owe people what they won, and an email just isn't going to cut it.
Huh.
Crunch.
Wow.
Good luck, Tim Hortons. We barely knew you.
We didn't know you at all, and we won't miss you, but we understand that you have effed up big time.
We'll see.
Reminding us all not to hit reply all.
Oh, boy.
You're be careful about that. No, I am not wrong.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.